Another question that seems to crop up very frequently is, what's the difference between RPO and RTO from a backup perspective?
Yeah, so the recovery point objective for RPO and the recovery time objective, there are two very specific settings or parameters, should I say, that are closely associated with recovery. The recovery time objective is how long you can basically go without a specific application. This is often associated with your maximum allowable or maximum tolerable outage. This is how long I expect. My objective is to recover the system within X amount of time. And that's what really is used to dictate whether you will replicate data, backup to tape or backup to disk, is your recovery time objective. And that also dictates what you will put together for an infrastructure, whether it's a high availability cluster for seamless failover. If your recovery time objective is zero, in other words, I cannot go down, while you go down the route of having a completely redundant infrastructure with replicated data offsite, so on and so forth. If your recovery time objective is 48 hours, 72 hours, then maybe tape backups is okay for that specific application. That's the recovery time objective. The recovery point objective is slightly different. This dictates the allowable data loss. How much data can I afford to lose? In other words, if I do a nightly backup at 7 o'clock at night and my system goes up in flames at 4 o'clock in the afternoon the following day, everything that was changed since my last backup is lost. My recovery point objective in this particular context, if that's acceptable, is the previous day's backup. If I'm a company that does online transaction processing, people buying merchandise online, if I'm American Express, for example, well, maybe my recovery point objective is down to the latest transaction, the latest bit of information that came in. Again, that dictates the kind of data protection solution you want in place. So both of them, RTO and RPO, really influence the kind of redundancy or backup infrastructure you will put together. The tighter the RTO and the tighter the RPO, the more money you're going to spend on your infrastructure.